Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tell all them guys that it's like until you're out of options, you got no power, you know, and you just got to keep grinding and fighting and you know what, because you're going to get another chance. And he's, you know, very indicative of what that's all about. And, you know, credit to him and his makeup. And, you know, he's another one. He's driven and focused and very consistent in what he does. You know, I think he's in right now. He's pitching with a lot of confidence.
Well, credit to him and his makeup. That's Brian Snitker from June 23rd, 2023. So that's literally almost exactly 2 years ago talking about Bryce Elder. And, well, here we are again. Like, because remember, you know, at that point, Elder was on his way to making an all-star team. And then kind of the next year and a half or so were pretty brutal. and he's been, really, honestly, like, it was pretty brutal for Bryce Elder as a starting pitcher. And then he's been called back into duty this year, and he's been really good again. Like, he's been really helpful. I realize, you know, I mean, really good by the standard of what you expected from him and what he had been for the last year and a half or so. And his last start was incredible.
Yeah.
Braves just didn't win because their offense sucks. But, like, that was, I don't know. It's pretty cool to have a guy like him.
He's a homegrown guy, right?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
He's I believe he is.
All right, okay. But, yeah, I mean, he's been really good, man. And hopefully he gets the run support. I mean, I know we're having fun with, you know, the whole Arcia being back and all those other things. They need to win this damn series, Andy.
They do.
And they need to win all three of these games because even though they've won games, talking about the Rockets, they ain't no better than they were when we were out there.
Mm-mm.
So they need to go out there, talking about the Braves, put together – And you know, it'll be people that will say, well, it was the Rockies. It don't matter, man. Put together three complete games.
Yeah, I mean, look. At this point, there's no, well, it's the Rockies.
Yeah.
Like, I know the Rockies are the worst team in baseball.
Because people say, well, it's the Braves.
The Braves are only, like, the fourth worst team in the National League. So it's not like, I mean, obviously they're much better than Colorado is.
Right.
But, yeah, we're not to the point where we're turning our nose up at any win at this point. You beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, and unfortunately right now there aren't that many teams that you're supposed to beat because you're just not playing very good.
Correct.
So, yeah, beat the Rockies. Win the series. Sweep would be great. Bryce Elder's on the mound today, and then you got Strider tomorrow and Sale on Sunday. So you feel
Father's
good about
Day
that.
Father's Day Sale, huh?
Yeah, you feel good about Father's Day. Yeah,
Father's
hell yeah.
Day Sale. That's pretty damn good.
The boys will be in the ballpark and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I mean, there's no other way to put it. Like, there's no deep dive on the series. The Rockies are the worst team in the history of baseball.
Yes.
The Braves are playing awful the last however long back you want to go, month and a half. Start getting right. It was nice to go to Milwaukee and win a series and keep that going.
They need these games. But we talk more about anything. When they got themselves out of that long hole, that beginning of the season drought or whatever you want to call it, they were winning series.
Mm-hmm.
They put together some of these because it's the Mets, right, after this?
Yep.
Well, we're not going to look past
day off,
thing.
Then the Mets.
Yeah, day off, Mets, and everything like
then
that.
Then another series, then the Mets for four. So you got, after this, you got the Mets for seven out of your next 10.
And then coming up after that, you got the Phillies.
Yep.
This is a stretch right here where if you play how we hope that you are, you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to play, then they should be back close after right before the Phillies come.
Yeah, you can get back to feeling a little bit better about yourself.
Yes.
Or, you know.
or look forward to the trade deadline.
Yeah, or you can start talking about selling at the trade deadline.
Yes. You can sell anybody, but don't. No, I'm not going to go there. You know how I am about breaking up teams. It's like breaking up a family, Andy.
Yeah, they're not my family. Also, if Jack had like a 580 OPS, whatever the correlation to that is at the house, which he kind of yesterday spiked 7 eggs on the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Like that's
he wanted eggs.
That's ground for a trade.
He wanted eggs. He wanted eggs.
Well, you know what? Yeah. That's not how you make them. That's not how you
There's
make them.
There's nothing worse than cleaning up eggs.
It's really hard.
It's the worst thing to clean up.
What's your like? Yeah, because it was almost impossible.
Yeah.
What I should have done was I should have just scooped them into like a like the broom,
the dustpan,
because I tried to just like get them up with paper towels, and it just
it never,
I used a whole roll of paper towels.
Yeah, no, you always scoop it into should've the thing.
Should have scooped it.
Yep, always do. Always, yeah. Because of the fact is that it just gooey and all that stuff.
Now I know. I hope
you never
so
have to
does
do
he.
It.
That it doesn't happen again.
I was going to.
I know.
Yeah.
We've talked about this, so I'll say it again. I don't beat my children. But I was tempted yesterday. But I had to go to court after, so I was like, don't, you know.
Hey, Doc.
Don't
they'll
do
try
it.
You, Doc.
Don't do that. I was like, this is the first time in his life. He'll be 2 years old on Monday.
Yep.
First time in his life where I was like, I felt the hand raise.
Yeah, Doc.
And I was like, ooh, I was about to smack him.
Yeah, man. They will try your damn patience. And it's going to happen again.
God, yeah.
Yep, he's going to try you.
I just hope my patience is
strong. You want to punch him in the head when they're little, and you want to smack the hell out of your girls when they're older, because then they start cackling.
Yeah.
That cackly, like, yeah.
Goodness. Say but so. Then they were both so sweet this morning. So
that's how they get you.
They came back around.
They know they so damn smart. All right. Made daddy mad yesterday. Let me be cute.
Yeah, let me be sweet today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Put your little head on my chest.
Yes.
Oh, you're an angel. You can never do anything wrong. All right. Here's Raheem Morris talking about what the next 5 weeks look like for the Falcons.
Kind of been having some one-offs with a bunch of guys, you know, talking about this 5 week status and what their plans are. Got a bunch of people in the building that's been able to help me with that to make sure we can touch everybody to find out what they're doing, what they're going to plan on doing. And then if there's some people that need some guidance, we can give them some help on what it looks like, whether it be advice to a Michael Penix on what to do and what people have done in the past, being able to sort those guys out to help them to get those kind of that kind of information that you don't always get as a coach, right? As a coach is a different break than it is for a player and how they prepare when they come back. So, like, who's better to tell a guy like Michael Penix what he did throughout his career than a Matt Ryan? Who's better to tell some of these guys what they've done to be able to show them examples of what, like, a Grady Jarrett did when you're talking about a young defender, when you're talking about a Brandon Root. Excuse me, I put them together. A Rook or a Dorless, right? But, like, all of those things are very important when you're talking about, you know, historical evidence of how people did it. And then you got some players on our roster or some coaches on our roster that played like a Lance Shelters, like a Jeff Obrick. What was their routine? What was their rhythm? What does Jake Matthew do? Because whatever he's doing, I want to do. Just all those type of things. And that's kind of the most important thing, trying to match these guys up so they can have some type of rhythm and relief, knowing it's just not a break for them.
Keep your ass off the ticker.
Yeah. We don't want to hear about any of these guys.
Keep your ass off the ticker.
The only difference now between like 10 years ago, and that was also still the same thing, some of them will probably do some podcasts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You probably, like, Bijan will go on a podcast or something.
Like, just go lay low, man. I mean, the ultimate thing you need to do is you got to keep your body and all that stuff in working order. Take your vacation.
Yeah.
Man. Take it. They got gyms. They got gyms in these nice hotels.
Yeah, you go stay at a nice resort.
They got a
fitness
beach
center
and all that stuff you can run on and stuff. Take you some time away.
A lot of times those nice, like, resort fitness centers will have, like a big jug of water with, like
lemons and
fruits
in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog,
That's how you know you're at a good spot.
Go drink you some fruit water and hang out with your family,
some,
your
like,
kids.
Cucumber slices in there and some limes.
But yeah. Just stay off the damn ticker.
Yeah.
Stay off the ticker, man, and go have a good damn vacation and everything because, I mean, it's 5 weeks, but it comes so fast.
Oh, I bet.
It goes so fast.
Because this is really the only time you get all year where it's like this.
Yes, this is, it goes by so fast and everything, and before you know it, you're back here, and it's bang shang-a-lang time of getting ready for the season.
So, time to go.
I always tell them, and I understand what Rod's saying, but the biggest thing you got to do is just get your mind right, because it's a grind. Well, I don't know, these training camps ain't that bad, but you know, it used to be a grind to get your mind and body ready for
you. Still got
to
be there a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a grind.
You're not gonna, you know, you're probably not gonna be quite as sore at the end of the day, but still, it's gonna be a little sore.
Yeah,
they talk about Aaron Rodgers had a great quote the other day when he was like talking about how it was when he was younger. He says now it's just exhausting mentally.
Yeah,
because we practice football for like 90 minutes,
and then you're in
I just have to go sit in these meetings,
meetings all day, and you got like two walkthroughs.
Yeah,
it's like, damn, this is just boring. I'd rather be out here hitting.
Right, yeah. You'd way rather play football.
Yeah, we have 2-3 hour practices with like three plays.
All right. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us in about 10 minutes. Talk about all the stuff that he learned this week up there in Flower Branch. And I don't know. It's that time for him, too. You know, Joe's got to get his mind right for the season.
Yeah, Joe's got to get his mind right, his hat right, his hat game right. Joe's a big bucket hat guy.
If UFC's in town, you know, Joe's going to get in there and try to see some blood.
Oh, yeah. So. That is, it's going to be going. It's tomorrow night. But, yeah. Because the guy who was in here with Abe is fighting tonight. You remember a few weeks ago we had one of them in here? He's fighting in the main event. Is that right, Abe? He's in the main event tomorrow? Okay. All right. So
Thumbs up.
So, yeah. I know Abe's going to be up in there. A lot of people love that kind of stuff like that. I'm not real big in it, but, you know, I'll check Twitter to see who won.
Yep. Not for me. Everybody has their thing. Yep. I like golf a lot. Let's hear Rory McIlroy from yesterday.
Rory.
Now Rory McIlroy at the ninth hole. Stands at 4 over this for birdie. Putter goes back. Ball on its way. Working up to the cup. Needs to turn to the left. Just going to miss. That's a good putt. That's a good putt, but that's
missed.
A bad day for Rory McIlroy. 8-4 over par. 74.
Good speed. Good
new
speed.
Driver, new attitude.
God, I hate when people bad say result. That. You're playing with somebody, you're not playing good, and somebody's trying to make you feel better.
Good
oh,
speed.
Man, you had the line. I know, but I missed it. Shut up. Don't talk
good
to
speed.
Me.
Good speed.
Hey, that right there is some of our U.S. Open coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we'll get you the full leaderboard update in a minute. But I do want to let you know that it's brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. Leader, same as yesterday, he hasn't teed off yet, but J.J. Spahn shot the best round in round one, 66, so he sits there at 4 under. Tristan Lawrence in second place. He shot a 67 yesterday, too. Neither one of those guys have teed off. Best rounds going currently. Sam Burns, 4 under on the day, so he's tied for third. Victor Hovland was playing some pretty good golf, but he made a double bogey just a few holes ago, so he's back to 2 under on the day in fifth place. Two guys named Rasmus in the top 10. Kind of cool.
I like that.
You don't hear Rasmus
like
a lot.
I like that right there.
You got two of them in the top 10. And what was there was one other good American story. Yeah, Brooks Koepka played pretty good yesterday, but he's off.
What
to
the
a,
hell happened to
off
Patrick
to a bad
Reed?
Start today. I don't know what happened.
Okay, so I don't know. They
get caught cheating. Probably
they used some kind of word that I was like, what albatross?
Oh, he made one.
Yeah, is it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, that's like a 2 on a 5? Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. So it sounds
good.
Did
anybody see him hit it, though?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I know they kept saying that he had an albatross yesterday.
Okay. So that's like better than an eagle.
I was like, what the hell happened to him? Did he hit a squirrel or a squirrel jump on his face? Albatross sounds bad.
I don't know. Check the tape, man. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.